like a lightning bolt. You feel the ground pounding, that might be the coast. Quick like a jolt, like to hit when provoked. Don't you doubt that, that's a Jaguar to a house cat. That's an outcast to a whole squadron. If you talk in Houston, then we've got a problem. You'll probably get the horns if you mess with the cattle. Sit back in your saddle and get ready for the fan battle.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the AFC South Fan Battle Podcast. My name is Samantha Wernette. We hope you all had very happy holidays, and thank you for joining us for a Week 16 episode. Joining us tonight are commentators for this evening. Representing the Colts, we have Chris Jackson.
Hello, top five pick. Here we come.
How's it feel?
Fantastic.
Good. Representing the Titans, we have Ray Cherry.
Be the champ, you got to beat the champ. That's all I got to say.
Who that is?
Yeah, we'll see. Representing the Texans, we have Matt Briggs.
Thank you, Justin James Watt.
And representing the Jaguars, we have Josh Allen.
Hey, what's up, bunch of losers? And then, I'm the only commentator whose team's on a three-game win streak. So raise your hand if your team's on a win streak. Oh, yep, there we go. One doesn't count. That's not a streak.
That's a win streak. I'm on a one-game win streak. Josh, all right?
Hey, as long as it doesn't turn into a two-game win streak, you can raise your hand all you want.
No, let it. Let it continue.
Sir. Let Mr. him win Jackson, out. Sir.
Let them win out.
Well, to be fair, the Jaguars could lose to the Texans next week, and none of it really matters because it all comes down to that Week 18 game. So
Y'all
can still make the playoffs if y'all lose to the Titans.
Yeah. All I can say is, who would have thought week 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or even at the beginning of the season, that this is the way the standings would be? I mean, if we were to reflect, we're at the last week of the year, coming towards the end of football season of 2022-2023, we were all anticipating the Texans to do whatever. We were like, who knows? They're just so mysterious. They could blow everyone out, and they're 12. I can't do math. I just know you have 2 wins. And then the Colts, literally firing their head coach, getting a commentator to come in the middle of the season, and then the Titans firing their GM in the middle of the season, being where they're at now, and the Jaguars being in first place in the AFC South. Who would have saw that coming? Not I.
Called that on one of the first podcasts we had. I said it usually comes down to the last game of the season. Any team we play at the end of the season, Titans usually somehow mess it up. And that's usually for the division.
Well, that wasn't true in 1999. And so as an unbiased host, I shouldn't say anything. But as a biased host, so we know that I am, because Chris Jackson's rolling his eyes and I don't even care. I will say that let's not have a 99 repeat. So.
Yeah, but in 99.
Every time you say you're an unbiased, I know exactly how biased it's going to get.
What were you going to say, Josh Allen?
In 99, the Titans beat us the first time, too. So we already beat them once. So we're doing a reverse 99 here. We're a reverse 99 where we're going to sweep the Titans. So.
Got it. Like it. All right. Well, before we jump into our teams, this is going to be a pretty quick episode. There's not a lot to talk about. This is pretty cut and dry getting into the end of the season. NFL news. I know it's not AFC South related, but it was at one point. The good old J.J. Watt.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Watt.
Yes, has finally announced his retirement. Matt, I know, I was shocked that he didn't sign as a Texan for a day.
Well, he's still under contract as a Cardinal. So probably end of the season.
He's still going to play the last two away games, right?
But how do you feel? How are you feeling?
I mean, the dude almost had a heart attack, guys. He almost had a heart attack. He has a brand new kid.
Have a heart attack? I think he had a heart attack.
The man's heart literally stopped. They had to shock him back into life. Like,
yeah, it went to eight. They're not calling it a heart attack, but yeah, it was a heart attack.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. I mean, the dude is one of the greatest defensive players to go down in history, so.
Is he, though?
It sucks. He is.
The greatest in history?
One of the greatest.
Name me another
defensive end that had 220-plus sacks seasons. Oh, wait.
I mean, you know, if we're just basing everything off of two seasons, you know, I could we could make a lot of arguments.
And he also led the NFL in pass deflections.
It's because he had his arm stretched out. He was on arm-enhancing drugs, and he was stretching
okay,
his arms
Barris.
Out. He's using illegal equipment to
Titans fan Barris Turner or whatever his name is. Yeah, he said the same thing. You know, and he wants to bring up Taylor Lewan like he's not a druggie. So
hey, why you bring the Titans into this? I was quiet. You know,
all you Titan fans are saying that JJ Watt was on steroids when your best player got busted how many times
on steroids? Well, let's be real. JJ Watt was on some performance enhancing stuff. Come on now.
Where's your facts?
Heart attack at the tender age as him. If you ain't been stressing that bad boy out.
Hey, have you ever seen his diet plan? The dude has to eat 8 T-bone steaks for breakfast. Like, yeah, that will put you in a heart attack pretty early age.
Just eats creatine right out of the jar.
Yeah.
I mean, JJ Watt was corn fed. Now that Brian Cushing character, he was daily.
Yes. I agree with that 110%.
I think the majority of players in the NFL are probably juicing in some way. Not to the extent that people used to do that sort of stuff in the 80s, but they're all pushing they're all toeing the line of like what's acceptable and not acceptable. They're trying to get as close as they can to the edge. And not
the true test. The true test will be after about 2 years after he's retired. If he looks like Andrew, like a toothpick, we know he was juicing up. We'll know.
True.
Have we seen his wife? Like he's gonna have to keep his body because she can find some men elsewhere. All right, he's gonna have to keep up his before.
He's gonna keep juicing to keep his wife.
I don't see her leaving him for a TV bank manager, but I mean, Jesus, it's like he's JJ Watt. It's just like she might be.
But he makes better whoppers, and he has 8-pack.
I'm so confused. Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about right now anymore.
Nobody knows. It's the end of the season, Josh Allen. This is what happens. At the end of my season. That's true. All right, let's dive into it. Come on. Who we got? Do we have any more NFL news? Probably not. Lots of injuries. End of the year.
The Broncos head coach got fired.
Yeah, he got fired.
Shocking.
Daniel Hackett, you know, who sucked when he was here in Jacksonville as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Shockingly sucked at play calling as a head coach and got fired.
Yeah, who would have saw that coming? I mean, also every Jaguars. Wilson.
Yeah, but
Russell
let's,
Wilson,
but let's call
the
that,
end.
But let's call it what it is. He went to Denver because that was just their push for them to go and get Aaron Rodgers if for some reason he was going to end up not being back on the Packers. Like that was like the dream scenario and it fell through and then they had to go after Russell Wilson. There's no other way to explain that one.
Russell Wilson.
I told my dad we were sitting here on Christmas and they had this like interview thing set up and like Joe Montana and Russell Wilson were like sitting together watching their highlight tapes and I'm like, in what world is Russell Wilson like an elite quarterback to this standard? Like
you can argue
for about maybe 4 or 5 seasons.
He was great. Can we
it was
stop?
A stretch there where almost any team in the league outside of somebody that had a Manning or a Brady would have taken Russell Wilson over their quarterback. There was a good stretch where that was true.
And can we stop throwing the word elite around so willy-nilly?
I tell you who's elite.
It just seems like it's just like it's used for any quarterback that does like great things, but it's just like elite is like year
like
in,
Trevor Lawrence, yeah.
Year out.
You should reserve it for players like Andrew Whitney.
Tell your fan base that. Beginning of the season, that's all we heard about Matt Ryan. He was elite.
Weren't y'all comparing Tannehill to Mahomes at one point? Weren't y'all comparing Tannehill to Mahomes?
That's facts.
Super Bowl. He's elite. Hey, makes me sick. Makes me throw up.
Understand.
Matty Ice.
You don't understand. This isn't like the last 15 quarterbacks we had. He's actually good. He's been to the Super Bowl.
I'm not sure exactly who. You might have been. Oh, who is that? And Estrella or Eaton, whoever the fuck it is. Whichever one is.
Michael Tesmer.
Yeah, Michael Tesmer.
Josh Senior.
Michael Tesmer trolls a lot. Michael Tesmer trolls.
Harish Nucala.
Nah.
Just plug and play. He's leading a different environment. You know,
so Harish, I say all the time that the Colts have the best roster in terms of talent. I don't know. I watched him play the Chargers, and I think you can't really make that argument. Like, they're not good.
God bless.
Man, can you imagine what would have happened for the Jaguars if Nick Foles wouldn't have broke his clavicle?
Oh, my God. Did you see the meme where someone said it was basically Nick Foles being in the game is like what would happen if you just picked a fan out of the stands? They're like, all right, here you go, buddy.
Yeah. <You're the> quarterback. But that's what it was. That was a Frank Reich thing. Like, he couldn't wait to get him out there. So
since we're talking about it.
Let's go.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was awful. Like, I don't know why. Like, so we've had this progressive thing where fans have said, oh, yeah, let's try him out. Like, let him get a shot. It's just like, we've seen what we need to see from Nick Foles. It's like, we've seen what we need to see from every single fucking body. Like, even when they hired Jeff Saturday, they were like, oh, yeah, no, you need to give Gus Bradley another shot. It's just like, another shot. We saw what he did in Jacksonville. No, thank you. Like, why are we saying that we need to give these people? They said we need to give John Fox a shot. He went to a Super Bowl. He went to a Super Bowl in 2004.
Florida is where everybody goes to retire, and that's what the Colts are in the league. It's where everybody goes, like, one last chance. The nursing home. It's the nursing home.
Now, but Ballard's shot now, like, Ballard's job now is, I'm going to say, probably, and even though Ursay said, hey, you know, Chris Ballard is going to be our GM, nobody believes that shit. Nobody believes it. Because, I mean, there's no way that you have this product out on the field. Like, you have an extremely talented defense. You have a decent offense that has weapons, except for the fact that you don't have a quarterback and you're missing competent linemen in two spots. Other than that, it should be a cinch. But no, it's Chris Ballard's truly screwed.
So who do you start for the last two games of the year, though? Like, who would you trot out there as your quarterback?
I mean, it really doesn't matter, because the thing is now it's just like you're not playing for anything. I mean, you're out of playoff contention. At this point, it's just like, are you just trying to play spoiler? Because at that point, it's just like, you could say we're trying to stay competitive and all chips in or whatever type of motivational phrase Ursay decided to Google that day. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like this product, it's a shit product. Jeff Saturday, I mean, you could put in
Jeff Saturday, Ellinger, you could put that in, coaching get permanent. He's going to go out bang. You know
who, Coach? No, absolutely not. No. So Saturday, they're going to say that he's an outstanding candidate. But I mean, you've seen what you need to see from him. Like, there's, I don't think there's anything else that can say, oh yeah, he definitely needs another shot. And that's another thing I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that Jeff Saturday needs to have another shot with a different offensive coordinator. No, clean house. Go get Ben Johnson. Go get your rookie quarterback. And I mean, call it a day. That's what it is.
I will say it's pretty cool to see how Jeff Saturday has grown as a coach, though, because, you know, I think he learned that you can't lose a lead if you don't have one at any point in the game. So after that embarrassing lead that you guys lost.
Sir, this is don't do that. All right. We're not going to do this, because you know what? Just because your Jags are winning now, when after week three or week four, I was literally on the Jaguar and you were saying, you know what? Trevor Lawrence, he's looking like a bust.
Oh, he was. There were three games this season where I absolutely said that. I said, if he continues to play that way, you could say he's a bust. But he didn't continue to play that way. So yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
And, sir, stay away from Ben Johnson. You hear me? He's coming to the Texans.
No.
Point close.
I've been saying this literally all season. I was just like,
I've been saying it since week one. Get out of here.
Nah, the next Colts QB will be Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
They're gonna go He'll slightly end up younger on
Texans before he ends up here.
I do want to apologize.
The Texans are gonna do what they did with Braxton Miller, and they're gonna turn Bryce Young into a wide receiver. And I mean, that's just gonna be it. And then they're gonna get Baker Mayfield.
I do want to apologize because we have comments that are coming through on some of the platforms, and I don't know if there's an issue with Facebook or whatever right now. So if you are watching and your comment's not being shown, try to go on the AFC South Fan Battle podcast page or on Twitter.
Or on YouTube. Subscribe.
Because for some reason, it is not popping up on the Facebook.
Zach Wilson seeing will be them,
available. Zach Wilson, baby. Let's do it.
Why are we going to go and get Zach Wilson?
You First did off, say only... no one over 25.
Hide your moms, hide your grandmas. Zach Wilson's coming to Indy.
No. Zach Wilson can stay away. The Titans will get Henry Mac Jones for a sixth round pick, and they will say that he's their savior because he's not going anywhere near here.
We're not the coach.
Y'all are gonna trade a sixth round pick for him.
I heard Titans fans talking about Malik Willis being so good after he scored like a single touchdown, and then people were talking about he's the next couple.
He's never gotten a chance to play, and he's a rookie. And even I was like, you know, watching him like scramble outside the pocket and stuff and breaking tackles, I was like, you know, he wasn't playing too bad.
How many points did he score?
Yeah.
Seven.
He's not ready for prime time yet.
Exactly seven.
No, of course not. But I'm just saying he's coachable.
He shows little glimpses here and there where he's like, okay, I can see it, but it's
Hey Jay, you know, you're right. You're not the coach, because when y'all get a quarterback, you'll actually have success with them, unlike the Colts.
Yeah,
they don't have no success with the quarterback. Take it.
True.
I'm sorry. Can you remind me of the man whose favorite fruit is a nectarine that you have at quarterback right now?
No, but I can remember the last time we won a playoff game was
matter of fact, hold on. Wait. Are you?
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you die with that nectarine? Didn't he tie with that graph?
Matt Ryan did.
Matt Ryan did.
And wait. And you told me the last time we won a playoff game. Wasn't the last time we won a playoff game against y'all?
Yeah, it was, but we won one after that.
What century was that in?
Do you guys remember when this was the Jaguars and the Texans doing it, but yet the Texans are still here doing it, but now with the Colts? Memories. Well, anything else to add, Chris Jackson, before we move on?
Definitely looking forward to the draft. Like I said, I don't see them doing anything. Like I said, just get in the game. Hopefully everybody gets their bonuses and they're able to get their stat based money, whatever. But I mean, in the meantime, it's just, it's time for Val to go. Jeff Saturday can go, love him, but he needs to go back to being a commentator / consultant. And yeah,
I know that it doesn't matter, but Giants week 17. Who are you?
Giants week 17. Giants.
Good
Giants
enough.
By two. They'll find a way to make it interesting.
All right. Well. Let's head on over to number one in the AFC South. Man. I do want to say before you start, did everybody see the fan from the Jets? First of all, I was shocked that they benched Zach Wilson in the middle of that game. Like, those fans were just booing him. But did anybody see the fan that wrote his mom and what her response was?
No.
Did you give her my address? Tell him to come over later?
No, some fan wrote her and said, you know, like, sorry about your son. People can be really mean during these games, but just so you know, like, he did suck. Like, that's not verbatim what he said, but like, essentially. And she's like, your fans are awful and no one can ever succeed here because they're toxic or something like that. It's like, well, maybe your son's just not an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, that's stupid. But also, it's stupid to send
his mom pulled a unique and blamed the fans.
Yeah, but his mom's not a player. Why are idiot?
Well,
Jets fans?
His mom because his mom. Him? Well, because his mom does stupid. It to herself. To be fair, his mom. Yeah, but it's yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Josh. Take
well,
it over.
I mean, it is well, before it is the Jets fans because they sit in the Jets ball. It's sitting the one against the Rams. They could have Trevor Lawrence. And then Jaguars could have Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but that's not the fans' fault. I mean, the Jets are a poorly run organization, right? You know, if booing a quarterback that is terrible makes you toxic, then I guess every fan base in the league is toxic. There is not a fan base in the world that would have sat through that Zach Wilson performance when the team was on a four-game win streak after it looked like they were about to head to the – or four-game losing streak when it looked like they were about to head to the playoffs and not boo the bejesus out of Zach Wilson. Every fan base in the league would have done it. And some idiot Jaguar fan was posting in one of the various fan groups. He's like, oh, you know, people say a lot about Jaguars – fans, but at least we've never booed one of our starting quarterbacks, and that dude just got roasted. And I was like, bro, I've been in that stadium for at least three starting quarterbacks that I have personally booed for almost an entire game. You know, so your statement is just stupid. But yeah, people getting mad at the fans for booing Zach Wilson are dumb. But what you can't get mad at is the Jaguars handling business. This was one of those games where it wasn't a pretty win, really wasn't that exciting to watch if you're not. Yeah, exactly. You know, Mystica says Zach lost the locker room. You could just tell, like, when he came out, however many weeks ago it was, and said, someone asked him, you know, do you feel like you bear any responsibility for this loss? And he just looked him dead in the eye and said, no. When he had a terrible game, didn't score a single touchdown. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, like, you're not a good leader. And one of the, I don't know, you just have to be a good leader of people. If you're going to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Well, even if you don't believe it, you say yes. You say yes.
You have to be like smart enough, even if you don't think that you you have to know what an answer is that's going to bring a positive benefit to your team and your relationship with your fellow players, even if you don't necessarily take full blame for what happened. And he's not even smart enough to give one of those answers. The Jaguars won a game ugly, right? It was just an ugly game. Never really, you know, they brought in this guy. What was this guy's name? Streveler? The Jets
Chris
brought
Streveler.
In Chris Streveler, yeah. Who looked like, you know, on parole from prison, Tim Tebow coming in with these wacky plays, you know, and I mean, there was a couple drives there where you're just like, all right, Jags, you got to hold on, mostly because they had scored field goals on a couple drives where the Jags should have scored touchdowns. So they weren't up by as much as they could have been. If the Jaguars offense was more potent in those conditions and had scored a couple touchdowns, that game could have easily been 40-3. Like that is a game that the Jaguars just dominated outside of a couple drives defensively. And you know, the way it started was not very encouraging. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence comes out and does what he had done earlier in the year. And in a couple games, even recently, where he tried to do a little too much and loses the ball. But the defense responded, held him to three. You know, Trevor proved that he can play in the rain, because that was one of those weird questions that came out of the Philly game was, why can this dude not hold him to the ball when the ball is wet? Evan Ingram had a monster game, you know, another game where he's playing like, you know, somebody in the stands watching killed his grandparents or something, man, just angry. My favorite image from the whole game is when he – I mean, he just plays angry and it seems to work for him. So, like, you know, I'm here for it. But he goes into the stands and he's flexing like at the crowd. And there's a bunch of Jets fans just giving him the middle finger, you know. And so I told somebody, I forget who it was, I want to get a print of that picture and get him to autograph it. But they dominated the game. There was never really a point where it was in question. They went up there, handled business under the lights on prime time. And, that, you know, that was a concern as we get into – you know, this past game and the next two games, there's a lot of players on this roster that haven't really been in high pressure, highly visible contests where, you know, there's a lot at stake, right? So,
and there was
we will
a couple
learn,
injuries, right?
Yeah, the NFL cannot get rid of these turf fields fast enough, man. We lost Dwan Smoot to an Achilles injury on a play like where he's just pushing off, going to rush the passer, yeah. And it just goes down, and you can tell immediately, you know. And then we lost Cam Robinson, and I think also that has something to do, you know, with the turf. But, you know, it is what it is, right? Like, you do have to have a little bit of a next man up mentality. You know, the Jags handled business. I'm confident that the Jaguars, if they play the way they have played the last 3 weeks, can beat the Texans. Sorry, Matt. And can beat the Titans, you know. But, not again, sorry, as the right? pressure mount, as the pressure mounts, you know, we'll see what they're really made of. But if you had told any Jags fan without any details that coming up on week 18, the Jaguars win that game and they take the division and they're in the playoffs, at the beginning of this year, every Jag fan would have jumped for joy. They would have said, yes, I don't care how the season played out. Put my team in that position at the end of the year. You know, so this year, you know, has been a resounding success, far more than we anticipated and far more than it looked like it was going to be at one stretch of the year where they had that 5-game losing streak. So it's hard to be, I don't know, it's hard to be unhappy as a Jaguars fan.
Normally the December Jaguars are letting everybody down, but this year the December Jaguars are in first place in the division and are looking to go to the playoffs. So who would have thought? Go ahead.
Normally at this time of year, I'm very acutely aware of where the Jags are drafting and who might be available then. And this year I have no clue. I don't have time. I don't have time to worry about that right now. I'll worry about it later.
It's for peasants, right, Chris?
For peasants, for poverty franchises.
This is a poverty division, sir. Listen, before we move on to the Titans-Texans, since they played each other, the Jaguars play the Texans next week. And so would you and Matt like to do a friendly wager?
Sure.
Absolutely. You know, okay. I'm here for it.
So are you rooting for the Texans to win, Matt?
We'll spare a game or two.
Listen, let's let the bottom feeder pick the charity. You know, just because we feel sorry for him. Chris Jackson, what charity should they donate to?
How about the bottom feeder? The Texans are
fine. Love it.
Well, at the bottom of outside you, of you, this, you know?
And you're tired with the bottom feeder, so I mean,
You're watching Teen Wolf while doing this podcast. I mean, that just...
I'm not watching Teen Wolf currently. That is something both me and my wife... Wait, hold on. First off, you don't want me to bring up how your kids got here again, do you? Because we can go into that story live. Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Okay? I'm just going to say it involves you being forceful with our good brother Hank. So, listen, you know, we're not going to
don't put
go
me
into
in Deshaun Watson's category, okay?
Well, I mean, unless you did something to his butt, then I can. So, so yeah, let's just not.
What charity do you think they should donate to? Yes. Or should it be a profile pick? What do you think it should be? Do you guys want to do charity or profile pick?
I like
profile. I'll give money to a charity before I do a profile pick.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, we'll do profile pick. It is. Profile pick it is.
All right.
Your profile pick.
All right. So Matt will pick Josh's and Josh will pick Matt's. And you have to leave
it
up. But
listen, it can't be anything obscene.
Grotesque. Yeah. We don't do that. We don't do that, Josh.
I will put whatever, as long as it's family friendly.
Who do you think we are?
I know you.
Well, I mean, you, Sam, are. Yes. You're built different.
I've lost a handful.
Hey, Toby Brown Bear says, why not both? All right, I'm down. What charity? Give me a charity and a profile pick.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris. Which charity?
There were kids that didn't get Christmas presents. So can we find something with like a like homeless shelter or anything like with adoption agency, something that'll be like giving gifts to kids who were less fortunate?
Okay. We can do Eric Dunn's head on youth impact.
That works for me, man. Yeah, whatever.
Does that work?
We already done it once. Let's do it again.
All right, there you go.
$25 and a profile pick. Is that good with you, Matt?
There you go.
Virtual handshake. Do it. Yeah. There you go.
If Tanner Doty was here, he would think we're doing the tomahawk chop of his favorite team, the Chiefs.
I'm here for it.
You're going to get a so very funny. Angry DM, sir.
He doesn't.
How dare
podcast.
You? All caps. All right. Okay, well, division game of the week. Listen,
Stone Cold Lock of the Century of the Week.
I was on my way. My birthday was on Christmas Eve. I was on my way to. We just got a comment from Twitch, by the way, that says, "As a Chiefs fan, Tomahawk, all you like, sir." So there you go. Keep it going for him. It's probably Tanner, yeah. Actually.
It's Tanner. Yeah.
I was on my way to my birthday dinner with my family, and I was watching on my iPad Sunday Ticket, and I call my dad. I'm like, "We just clinched first place." Or not we. The Jaguars just clinched first place, okay? So who would have freaking thought that the freaking Titans were going to lose to the Texans? Matt is raising his hand, so you knew.
Yeah, I said
definitely not Titans fan.
I said last week it was a wrap.
Did you think that was going to happen?
I just want to say, Sam. I just want to say, Sam. You guys haven't clinched shit yet.
Sorry, wrong verbiage.
No,
the Jaguars are in first. We just got first. Is that better? Not clinched. Sorry. I mean, although we all know the outcome, but go on.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Okay. We'll see.
So what the heck happened? Also, yeah, I just want to give a shout out also to the Houston Texans, because after that game, they tweeted out and posted on their Facebook, "You're welcome, Jacksonville." And I thought that was great. I thought that was great. But go ahead, Matt. Give us a breakdown, and then we'll hear Cherry's rebuttal here.
Oh, I mean, I know. I can give you a perfect example of Cherry's. Oh, man. We had a whole bunch of people out on injuries. Ryan Tannehill was out. We're going to lose the game. But, I told you last week, the Texans have been playing good teams tough, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and we're on a roll. What's his face? Pep Hamilton.
Lovey's trying to keep that job.
He is. Hopefully, he doesn't do a good job, you know, and keep it. But Pep Hamilton almost ruined it for us. But we nothing to say. Then get my Birdman on it. We whooped that ass, so I'm okay with it. I told you. I told the beginning of the season.
And Ray's over here shaking his head.
I told y'all at the beginning of the season. We're like going to split.
Like
split
a disappointed dad, literally. He's just like, nah.
Ray even called me crazy. I just said at the beginning of the year, we're splitting with the Colts, splitting with the Titans, and sweeping with the Jags. Look, I'll take a splitting with all three teams, okay? I'll take it. But I told you what's happening. The chair's like, oh, no, we're not losing. Oh, and look what happened. He lost.
Rebuttal,
the fact that every team in the division has lost to the Texans once just shows you how terrible our division is.
Correct.
Seriously.
Basically, I mean, we don't have Ryan Tannehill. We got Malik Willis.
See what I tell you?
I was starting quarterback. I mean,
that isn't a bad argument.
We don't have a stout enough offense. We don't have our best player on our team at all. We don't have a good enough offensive coordinator.
Neither do we.
To make up
let him do his rebuttal. He didn't interrupt you, Matt.
For Malik Willis. And, you know, he's raw. He's just not ready for
prime. It's actually funny because I saw somebody on Twitter earlier. What's his name? Todd Downing was with Malik Willis. And somebody retweeted. And it was like somebody from, you know, like meeting with Malik or whatever. And somebody retweeted and said, "Get away from my quarterback."
Exactly. So, I mean, as Titans fans, we're not confident. We haven't been confident for damn near 5 weeks. So, the offense is just not where it needs to be. The bigger issue is the offense. If the offense is not clicking where it needs to be, that's even okay. Well, we cannot have Derrick Henry turn the ball over. He can't turn the ball over. Because that's all
he didn't practice. He didn't practice, and I think he was limited today.
They said they're sitting all their starters.
Yeah, we're sitting them all out for Cowboys. Yeah. They're all going to be rested. They're getting them all ready for a Jazz game. So expect this Cowboys game. I mean, we'll probably get blown out because we won't have anybody playing. We're not going to have Jeffrey Simmons playing on defense. Probably not Autry on defense. No Derrick Henry.
Do y'all have enough players to sit your starters? The way Titans fans talk about injuries, you would think y'all don't have enough people to sit your starters.
Hey, Cherry's going to be there. He's filling in.
Players, you know? Hey, I might get a call. You never know.
They are used to calling people off the FedEx truck. So,
Can we go back to
this comment for a minute from Mr. Ricky Fuque Jr., who was posting Cowboys, pro Cowboys posts in the AFC South fan battle group? Sir.
I'm personally not going to be sad Thursday night because we already know we're sitting our players. I mean, we already know this team's, I mean, this game's meaningless. We're resting our players. I mean, it's this game is the only thing I'll be sad about is all the damn Cowboy fans talking mad shit on Facebook and stuff like they did.
Cowboy fans are the worst, dude.
Did something. I'm like, dude, we rested all our players. Not to say that you wouldn't have beat us if you started everybody, but you damn sure going to beat us if we don't have Derrick Henry playing.
How funny would it be if somehow somehow the Titans managed to beat the Cowboys with all their glorious?
Dude, I'd be okay with it.
AFC South battle. Oh God, I will find every Dallas fan page.
You need to find a Cowboys fan to come on the show next week if the Titans beat the Cowboys.
You won't be able to. You won't.
We can find this guy right here.
Oh yes, no. Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky. If your team loses, you got to come on the show, man.
Oh, here we go. Yes, please beat Dallas. Do us a favor. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes Dallas. I would love to beat Dallas, but I just don't see it happening with Malik at quarterback.
Skip Bayless likes Dallas. He's like the only person.
Yeah, I guess that's
What's wild is I don't think the Jags can afford to sit their starters because the Jags actually have a slim there are three or four scenarios where they can make it in as a wild card if they beat Houston and beat and lose to Tennessee. So we have to beat Houston to still have a slim chance of getting in.
And that might happen because we didn't talk about Miami and Tua. He had another concussion. Yeah. So he might be done for
the season. They already made the playoffs, but it's all about the Jets lose. The Jets have to lose. And I think somebody else.
I thought the Dolphins had to lose too.
I think the Ravens and Dolphins are already sewn in. I think they're set. The Chargers have to lose.
There's one where the Chargers have to lose, and then one where the Jets and another team. I forget who it is. Have to lose. Listen, it's slim. Like the best path into the playoffs is obviously to beat Tennessee in Week 18. But the Jaguars have this weird thing where the Titans can only get in if they beat the Jags because they lost to Houston this week. It's just weird to be here sitting with a chance to win the division and get in, and then still if we don't have a slim chance of getting a wild card spot again. If you'd asked any Jags fan, you know, if they would take that scenario at the beginning of the season,
weird year anyways for the NFL.
I will say this. And I tried to tell these damn Colt fans this a long time ago. Frankie wasn't it. They all, when he was with Philly, da da da. No, we can all say Doug Peterson is the real. He's the real.
He's the real reason.
Okay,
I'm a moron. I wanted them to fire Balky and hire Byron Leftwich and forget what guy Byron Leftwich wanted to be the GM. I was chirping for that hard. So I am chief among the stupids.
But let's not also skim over the fact that people have had issues with Frank Reich, but y'all were singing Dayrob's praises, talking about he was GM of the year every single year in the year out, and then as soon as he's gone, you'd be like, "Yeah, we wanted him gone years ago."
Oh no,
I will.
That all stopped after AJ Brown. That all stopped after.
You even said it's just like, oh no, have you watched his college tape? Because I know RJ was one of them talking about, oh no, did you see Burks's college tape? I will ask
you that, Ray, because I'm curious from a Titans fan. It's something that I was talking to someone about. Do you feel like firing your GM in the middle of the season has contributed to the way you're playing? I mean, obviously he's made some bad moves for the team, but I mean, the morale.
It's just been injuries, and then I'll even go more further than that. Derrick Henry has fumbled the ball so much.
I don't think
the problem is that he's fumbled it in the worst opportune times, giving the other team in on their side of the field.
What if he's doing it on purpose?
Scoring drives. We'll go conspiracy theory. But no, so that's the main cause. That's the main cause.
Have you guys ever seen the Jackie Chan movie called The Drunken Master?
Yes.
No.
Like a kung fu guy, and he's only good at kung fu if he's drunk. That's what Todd Downing is. That's what Downing is. Since he stopped drinking, that offense is just on down the toilet. He needs. You gotta. Someone's gotta get that man some shots.
Go give him some Trulies, Cherry. Go give him.
All right. So a call to action from Jags fans: shut down all the liquor stores.
That's right.
From the airport to the stadium.
Todd Downing. Yes. If you see Todd Downing buying alcohol,
I'll get that man drunk. I'll buy a whole
get him some Trulies, Cherry.
I think the writing on the wall for J-Rob kind of happened when all the information about the Brown trade came out. Yes,
exactly.
Because it was kind of it could have happened that the construction of the contract could have happened, and he just didn't want to do it because he thought it was going to get a friendly contract, right?
Yeah.
It also could have been because he had like 1,000 yards when the Titans went against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Well,
that too. And then everybody's flipping off J-Rob in the stands. Yeah.
Plus A.J. Brown demolishing the Titans in that game against Philly, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, things change, Chris. You know that. You guys were talking about Ballard, hyping Ballard up. Now y'all want him gone. So it's the same thing, you know. People have
their look at Trent Baalke. Yeah.
Yeah,
Jags, yeah. And people were literally wearing clown makeup and clown wigs and clown costumes to the last game of the season last year, calling Trent Baalke a clown. And now, like, you know, even me, I'm like, does Trent Baalke actually know what he's doing? Like, is he good? Is he good at being a
GM? Still doesn't. But Doug Peterson really is getting the best out of that roster right now. Because there's no way.
I will say this about the Jags. I know it's during the Titans game. They got a lot of swag with them. Like, it's been these previous seasons, you could tell they look defeated on the field.
The culture's there.
They go wrong. Yeah. The culture is there. They're over there, like Josh Allen saying, flexing. You know what I'm saying? That Trevor Lawrence is even, I mean, he was waving by in the Titans stadium and stuff like that. I'm like, they've got some swag to them. I mean, they've got some swag.
It's kind of like, you know how people say you can. Once you hit rock bottom, you can only go up. I mean, Urban Meyer was head coach of the Jaguars last year, so.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the way that it looks now, it looks like Doug Peterson was the quarterback guru that they tried to sell us for Frank Reich to be. Like, that's just what it looks like. Because, I mean, I think he's really gotten the most out of Trevor Lawrence in such a short time after that crap year last year with Urban Meyer.
I just realized, all you need to know about Doug Peterson, you guys saw Nick Foles play. For the Colts, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. He won a Super Bowl against Tom Brady with Nick Foles. So, you know, I guess that the proof was always in the pudding, but we were just too dumb to see it.
Unless you're a Titans fan, then the proof is in the mail.
and basically, this is Trevor Lawrence's rookie year. So, I mean,
really is. So.
Yeah. Well, anything else to add before we hop off? Anybody have anything else to add?
No.
Happy New Year.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, Chris Jackson, where do we find you on socials?
A little bit everywhere. If we're being honest.
A little bit of everywhere.
Nope. You can find me on Twitter at CJ Colts Fan. Also, you can find the Colts Fan Pal, aka You Don't Know Jack Podcast, at YDKJAC Podcast. We'll be live tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And any other time, we're live on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
And Ray Cherry.
Ooh, I like that. You got a little thing for it there.
You can find me on Twitter or Cherry76. And always on the battle page, talking that shit.
You are the best. Yeah, you are the OG. Yeah,
it's shit, all right.
And Josh Allen, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Josh Gives Up, and Thursdays at 8:30 on the Jaguar.
You even made the name Josh Gives Up.
that was a long, yeah. That was No, it was I forget why I picked that name. I'm sure it was something to do with the Jaguars in one of their terrible seasons. I just gave up.
Because that was around week three, week four or five, I think.
Yeah.
No, Josh Gives Up has been my handle for at least 2 years. Yeah.
Which makes more sense, too. Matt Briggs.
You can find me at A1 Day One Texans. And like the video says, you can find me on the Texans Fan Battle Wednesdays at 8:30 Central with BT and Crenshaw.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SammyFootball with an I, and sometimes on the Jaguar when Josh Allen invites me. We thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you week 17.
Sam Lil Jalen Ramsey.
I was waiting for it.
Don't forget.
I don't think so.